Hey, my friend, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Tradie Success Academy. We're on a mission to help trade and construction business owners unlock time and financial freedom within as little as 3 years. With the right processes and systems and support, we're able to help people level up with less mistakes and have the motivation and support and guidance around systemization and process, whether that comes to lead generation, conversions, on-site value delivery, maximizing efficiency and profitability, operations and administration, or personal performance, how to really maximize yourself as a business owner and unlock that growth in your own business. Now, whether you're a sole trader or you've been in business for years and years, we're here to support you no matter what size you are. So look in the show notes. We've got a link to an exclusive offer for the podcast where you get 30 days free of the Academy Mastermind program. On there, you'll get access to online, on-demand training videos, access to live training every single week, and access to an amazing trade community filled with all different types of trades supporting one another to unlock that growth potential. Click the link in the show notes and unlock your free trial now.
Hello and welcome to another episode, the next episode. You know how we roll, Dr. Dre style. Welcome to the next episode of the Tradie Success Academy podcast. I am Greg Crowe and this is Senior
Kirk Neal joining you today. We've got a big topic to talk about. We're talking about advertising.
A touchy topic to talk about perhaps.
Yeah, definitely.
So I just like everyone to just to reset, refresh, pour the thick shake over your head and listen up.
Some people tune out right now. And this is exactly what we're trying to address. We're trying to address the mindset around your need for advertising. I don't know how many people, I reckon I've spoken to hundreds of business owners that are like, I've never needed to advertise to keep myself busy. And I'm like, that's a great position to be in, not relying on advertising. But there's a difference between needing to advertise and limiting your potential because you haven't explored advertising. What do you think, Roy?
Well, this is a touchy subject for me. And I know if I was listening to this in 2015, I've turned you off already. Like, you're done in my mind. Because advertising, you know, and I think one thing I reflect on in my business journey, I think I did the hard things easy and the easy things hard. And I think when you're only operating off word of mouth, and that's what I did. I built my business as sort of 12 staff members. I would say organically, the only thing I've sort of advertised for or paid for was my best friend, Mark. And Mark, I'm coming at you, but I did give you $300 for to sponsor your A-grade team, right? Shout out to, I can't remember their name right now, the Black Cats. Shout out to the Black Cats, all my brothers from Cronulla and sisters. But gave him $300 and promised a banner. You know what I got? No banner.
No banner?
No banner at all. And I almost wore that as an ego badge. Coming up here and meeting you guys, and I was like, you know, I've never had to advertise. I grew organically, and it wasn't until meeting you and Greg and the response team and seeing the emphasis you all put on advertising, I was like, kind of thinking, what could have been? You know, well, I think I nailed the word of mouth space, and that's important because if you do a good job for Billy or Susie, guess what? Billy and Susie are going to tell Jimmy.
Yeah,
we love to talk about Jimmy, but Jimmy's going to tell someone else, and all of a sudden your client base and your network grows, and that's really important and it's great to do. But I feel like looking back, what could have been if I threw some money at something?
At something. Yeah. I guess it's the oldest and most tried and tested method of growing a business. It's that relationship building. It's that word of mouth. It's that referral basis. And essentially that filters out poor product, because if your product or your service is weak, it doesn't get referred. So the guys that aren't out there doing a great job are finding it harder to get referrals. So the guys that find it easy to get referrals and grow these organic businesses, my eyes light up because I know their product's awesome, but not enough people know about it. And I'm like, imagine if we took all of that great stuff that your client base loves and put it out there for the world to attract more people. Think of the potential that we could have unlocked over the years that you've just been like doing your thing, getting your referrals, moving along. And like you said, like so many people wear it as a badge of honor. I don't need advertising. I got referrals.
My product's good. Yeah.
Which is great. But a good product well marketed is exceptional.
Yeah, you look at any kind of brand doing good things or making good product, they're all advertising, right? And I think in the tradie sense, we're a little bit behind in that front. because there, maybe there is that ego attached to it. Oh no, people. And I think if the people don't know, they don't know. It's the whole thing. Build it and they'll come.
That's it. You
know, is that Star Wars or Benchwarmers?
I think it's
Bench Warmers.
It's Field of Dreams.
Yeah, whatever. The Bench Warmers definitely touch on that. But yeah, it's you're talking to the people that at the start, the mentality is I don't need sign writing on my van. And it just looks super creepy pulling up with a white Hiace in someone's driveway, right? The neighbors don't know about you. You're driving around a mobile billboard, just put some sign writing on it.
Yeah, I think there's so many like preliminary steps into advertising that people can take. There's relatively low cost investment at the front end that can consistently deliver like that brand awareness for you well into the future.
And you say in Incubator, what is it 21 times? So 21 sort of touch points of someone seeing your van. And it's like, you know, I love this story you share. I'm going to steal your story. But I love the story you share. And it's like, you know, when you drive to work and you're going on your road, you drive on all the time and you see that car next year, you see their sign writing and you're just familiar with it. And it takes 21 sort of touch
impressions,
points, impressions.
Yeah, impressions before, because we live in such a world that's saturated with marketing and brands and things like that. Yeah, most people, and the brain is so powerful at filtering non-relevant information out. I guess the easiest way to get people to see this is like, have you ever used a service provider before? And then all of a sudden you see their crew everywhere and like, oh, there they are. They were always there. They didn't grow exponentially off the back of your one job. They were always existing there, but your brain was filtering out as non-relevant information. It doesn't matter. Like, but once you had an interaction with that brand, now the brain's like, hey, we know these guys. Do you see them? They're over there. And it just takes this like sequence in the brain to recognize that. And without that interaction, yeah, you're looking at 20 plus impressions before you really start to get some traction. So the longer you wait to put sign writing on your vehicle, the harder it is to get to those 20 impressions.
Yeah, so you're looking at a couple of things here. I mean, you're looking at, you know, if I was to ask my friends, my family, my network, go, hey, you know, I'm this tradie and I'd like to get some work from you, where are they going to go? They're going to hang up the phone, go to your website, Instagram, maybe not Facebook, but Google reviews and check out, this person legit? And that's what they're going to do, face value. And I think it's important we do have that organic base. And it's important we do touch base with our friends and family, our network first, and make sure we grow our business. Because the most cost-effective way to do it is to grow it by word of mouth, right? You're not paying for it. But at what point would you consider paying for advertising? And just to touch on this just for a second, just to see how it feels, right? Most common thing with advertising paid is people go, it's going to cost me money. And it's the same mindset of...
investing.
It's the same mindset of when you get your first tradie on board and it's like, the mindset is, oh, they're going to cost me money. They're going to cost me $2,000 a week. They're going to cost me this. And it's like, well, yeah, they're going to cost you $2,000 a week, but you're going to be billing out at $4,000 a week. So essentially you'll be $2,000 up a week.
Yeah.
And advertising is very similar. And we encourage everyone to have cost centers on their profit loss. So, you know, where's the money coming from? Is it coming from Google ads, Facebook ads, Insta ads, or whatever? And you can actually attribute where the job came from to a cost center so you know if it's working or not. That's really critical stuff, but there is a sort of return on investment that's not a cost. You're getting money from it. So at what point would you consider advertising?
Paid advertising.
You paid, yeah. Advertising, yeah.
I guess my mantra is, if you have time, so if you're not flat chat busy Monday to Friday working and delivering your service, you have time, use your time to generate leads. But if you're busy, how are you going to bring in new clients? You don't have time to go and meet people, cold call, shake hands, book meetings. You don't have time for that. So when you have no time, you spend money. But when you have time, use your time and build those personal relationships, because they're going to be, it's easier to control the outcomes. With advertising, what freaks people out is you pay at the front door and the return is always an unknown. It doesn't matter how good the marketing agency might claim to be. You pay the front door, and then the return is a complete unknown. Some things are phenomenal. You get a ridiculous return. You're like, wow, that was amazing. Others flop. Yeah, you've got to be able to test and measure and move and shift. But yeah, I guess to really emphasize that point is, if you've got time, use your time to generate leads. If you don't have time, use your money to generate more leads, to increase your capacity.
You just never know where this stuff's going to go, right? We had coffee with our friend Joe. Shout out, Joe. The mayor of Gerringong, or, you know, unofficial mayor of Gerringong at least. But we had coffee with Joe yesterday and he was telling us he had this emergency call out on a Sunday.
Father's Day was.
Father's Day. So he's, you know, as we can all relate to something like that, you've left the kids, you've left something, you've left an event, you've gone somewhere, and he did this $200 job. He probably could have charged $800 for it, but he charged $200, doing the right thing. And from that one job, he was, what was it, a year ago or something, he's had $100,000 worth of work coming in. This is a service trade. This is someone in a service trade. So $100,000 a year is actually a lot of work for someone like that. But, you know, you just never know what's going to come from a job.
But how did that, the important thing is, how did that lead land in Joe? Because it's not a referral, because he didn't have that client before. Otherwise, he would have got the $100,000 anyway, not doing that job. So that's a new lead. That's a new inquiry that's come through an advertising channel. So if you put advertising on the shelf and go, advertising's not for me, I could build my business word of mouth, you miss that opportunity. Yeah. And what's the return on that? Like that ad or that social media post might have cost a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
Into $100,000. And there are examples like that exist all over the place.
And I guess that's the thing, like you do a job, you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know who I know. I don't know who you know. And you do a job for me, you do a good job. And what happens when someone does a good job? You tell your friends, right? When someone makes good coffee, you tell someone about it. When someone makes good food, you tell someone about it. When you see a good movie, what do? You know, I remember when I saw Inception, DiCaprio, I was telling everyone for like 3 months, you've got to see Inception. It is the best movie ever.
You're still telling everyone.
I'm still telling you about it. And that's what happens when you do a good job, when you provide a good service. So I guess in the sort of wrap up here is, don't limit yourself to just what you understand. We're obviously tradies and we understand how to do our job really, really well. And that's great. That's fantastic. But there's elements we don't understand. And what's on the other side, sometimes we get too scared of what we don't understand. But we need to sort of engage people that understand this stuff and put our strength where our strength is, the product. Make sure the product's good. The product's got to be good. But essentially, the more people who know about the product, the more people who are going to buy the product. The more people who buy the product, the more time and freedom you will get for your business. So, you know, so many people start their business for time and money, and essentially it becomes a trap. It's a trap they can't get out of. It's a hamster wheel, it's a treadmill. So engage in your strengths, do your job really well, and get everyone else to do their job really well. Pay for some advertising and ask everyone to buy your product.
I'd like to finish on this. If you're busy servicing your clients, how are you growing your client pool? Yeah, if you're delivering your service to your existing client pool, how are you actively growing that? And referrals has a limitation to how much you can exploit that. So if you're busy and you need to take on more work in order to get an extra resource in, you've got to look at advertising. And most people put it on the shelf when they're busy. They're like, oh, I'm too busy. What am I going to do with advertising? But advertising is that fuel that gets you from being busy enough for you to busy enough to hiring and taking that pressure off when someone else starts.
Why work harder when you can work smarter? Happy advertising. See you soon.
So if you're loving the podcast, please share with your friends, anyone that's thinking about starting a tradie business or got a large tradie business. We help everyone from startup all the way up to $1 million plus months. We'd love to help you too. And lastly, it would mean a lot if you could leave a review on the player that you're listening to this on. It helps us get out there and help more tradies in business perform better and create better lives for themselves. So let's get into this episode. Hope you enjoy it. Talk to you soon.